They say unto the blind man again, What sayest thou of him? That he hath opened thine eyes. He said, He is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then doth he now see? His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind, but by what means he now seeth, we know not, or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him, he shall speak for himself. These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Okay, well, this is Steve Clark, and we're reading through the ninth chapter of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 9, and this is day 5 now. We've been going through this and looking at different points here as we've been going, and I encourage you to go back and listen to them. We started on the 25th, so you can go listen to the 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, and now today is the 29th. And so this story is about this man that was born blind, who Jesus healed, and now his parents are being brought into the questioning. He is standing before the Pharisees, the Jews, who's questioning him how he received his sight. He told them plainly how he received it, that Jesus told him, Jesus spit on the ground, made clay, put it in his eyes. He told him to go to the pool of Siloam, wash, and he would receive his sight. And sure enough, he did. And so these Jews are questioning him, and they don't even really believe that, okay, this man, there's no evidence really that he was blind. You know, sure, some people say that, but, you know, if we would hear from his parents, well, yeah, then maybe we would believe. But, you know, they're even questioning his honesty here, that he was blind, and here he was with some friends. It says that his friends had brought, or the neighbors had brought him to the Pharisees, as we talked about, maybe the motive why they did that. I don't think they were trying to get him in trouble. I think they were trying to help these Pharisees to see that Christ was doing miracles, that Jesus was doing miracles, and that he was the Messiah, or maybe the Messiah. And I think they had a good motive there. We looked at that a couple days ago, but they asked him who he thinks this man was, this Jesus, and he said he's a prophet. At this point, I don't think the man that was blind, I don't think he really understood who Jesus was. He knew that he had been made whole, but he didn't know who Jesus was, but you know, he must have been a prophet. He was obviously a good man to do such a great thing for him. So they bring the parents in for the questioning, and they said, Is this your son? And they said, We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but by what means he now seeth, we don't know, or who hath opened his eyes, we don't know. But he's of age, and the reason why they answered in that way is, it says in verse 22 that his parents spoke this way because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. So the parents here, they're happy to go with the flow. They don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to get into trouble. And they're content. Seems like they're content with their religious system. They said what they had to say, but they didn't go any further. And why was that? It was because they feared the Jews, as it says there, as we just read there in verse 22. You know, and there are many people like the parents of the man that was born blind. They like their religious system. They're content there. Maybe they've heard some things or know some things about Christ, and maybe they even believe in salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. Maybe they believe that there's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. It's not through a bunch of man-made rules or laws or anything like that, but it's through Christ that we're saved, that our lives can be changed. Maybe they even know some of these things, but because of fear and because of just not wanting to disturb the system, they just keep their mouth shut and they don't confess Christ. They don't say what they should say. They deny Christ, in fact, in the sense that they don't say what they should say. There's many people like that. And the fear of man is a very a very hard thing, or it's a very bad thing that people would fear man and not fear God, because what will their destiny be like? You know, we're not the judge. I'm not the judge, but you know, God is. And if we deny Him before men, He said that He will also deny us before the Father. Jesus said He'll deny us before the Father, which is in heaven. And if we don't profess Him before men, it's the same thing there. And in Proverbs it says, in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25, it says, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." Also, in John chapter 7, verse 13, it says, "Howbeit, no man spake openly of Him," of Jesus, "for fear of the Jews." And also in John chapter 12, verse 42, it says, "Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on Him," on Jesus, "but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess Him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue." And also in John chapter 19, verse 38, it says here, and this is talking about after Jesus was crucified, it says here, "And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus." And so here he was, a disciple, secretly. And wonder how many people are like that. You know, they know some things, they maybe even believe some things, but they want to just do it secretly. And I, like I say, I'm not the judge. God is the judge. But there is a point where if we don't confess Jesus before men, then He's not going to confess us before the Father, which is in heaven. And so I think we really need to be careful here. I think the better route is to be open. And we're going to see that the next couple days. We're going to see how open and how free this man is that was born blind, who received his sight. And it seems like he's getting bolder and bolder as this story goes through. I believe it's through the power of God that he's doing that. And he ends up confessing that Jesus is the Christ, and he worships him. So it's just a very exciting story to read this chapter, John chapter 9. And I encourage you to read through it. And we still have a couple more days, and we'll go on from there. So thank you for calling.